it, it should bring up sites that will be helpful to you.
This is an office computer and internet skills class at Bite Back, a nonprofit organization in Washington. Before enrolling in the class, many of these adult students had never touched a computer or explored the World Wide Web. Student Sheila Melvin says she has discovered the value of internet access.
This maybe 7 years ago, you'd see www and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, why do people need this? Lo and behold, you know, you can't do anything without a www. Nothing. So that it's just entwined in your life now. I can't imagine myself without it.
Surveys show about 1 in 4 Americans have no internet access at all. That makes for millions who cannot email their doctor or submit an application for a job or take a class online. The U.S. Congress has given the Federal Communications Commission until February 17, 2010, to come up with a plan to bring broadband internet access to all Americans. FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski explains why the plan is important.
More and more Americans depend on the internet every day, at home, at work, in school, at our desks, and on the move. The internet connects us to our family and friends, to the universe of knowledge, and to the working of our nation's democracy.
Many Americans can access the internet on everything from a desktop computer to a handheld phone. But 1 in 4 Americans, particularly those in rural and impoverished areas, often lack access to the internet. Many of the students at Bite Back live in a low-income neighborhood in Washington. Kelly Ellsworth is Bite Back's executive director.
Everyone in this country needs high-speed internet access, and it must be available to all. It cannot be priced at a level where only certain people have access, because then you're cutting entire sections of our country out of involvement in the world.
Bite Back provides free computer classes, free computers, and access to the internet. Students like Sheila Melvin say they are hoping to use their newly mastered computer and internet skills to do such basic tasks as apply for a job online. But first, the government needs to hammer out its plan on how to spend the money to increase internet access. Priscilla Huff for VOA News, Washington.
Using the corner like you're doing.